A reading from Matthew 6:12. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
I've lived through three different translations of the word debt. Debts, in this case. One is trespasses, one is debts, and one is sins. And I guess the key word is forgive. But what do you think of the word debts versus some of the other translations?
I personally prefer the word sins because it expresses violation against God. Debts is too related to our financial world that we all have debts in some way. And trespasses really evokes an image in my mind of land, no trespassing. I think sins cuts right to the issue. It's sin is any time we miss the mark of God. It's not being in His flow. And so when we're asking God to forgive our sins, we are acknowledging that we need our lives aligned to His way.
Why do you think the translators here prefer other words than sin? Sin seems to have taken a bad, the word sin seems to have taken a bad turn in our culture. And so everybody seems to be allergic to it, as if they are somehow being accused of doing something wrong. Is that an appropriate substitution, or is it a running away from something?
There may be a literal connection to it that would have made sense in Jesus' day, but in my feeling, I think sins just capture it. And I think it's right. You're right. It's politically incorrect to use the word sins. We tend to believe that we are born good and morally without problems, and it's society that corrupts us. And the truth of the matter is Scripture tells us that we're born in the image of God. There's good, but we're also marred by sin, original sin, and we carry that. And so we need to be forgiven. The kind of flow of this passage is once you've experienced such good favor from God that He has forgiven your sins, you would then naturally turn around and forgive others. And so it becomes somewhat of a conditioned response. Out of the pool of being forgiven, we're then free to forgive others.
There's a parable that Jesus teaches later on about the bad steward who is forgiven by the master, and then he goes out and is not forgiving for a debtor that owes him something, and he is condemned, I think, for that. It's an inappropriate response. In other words, if God can forgive us our debts or our sins, then we certainly should have it in our hearts to do that, be forgiving in our nature as well.
And Paul pushes it a step further, who says, you will be forgiven in heaven by the degree you forgive on earth. Now, obviously, God's forgiveness is not conditional, so what's he saying there? Your experience of being forgiven, how you assimilate that in your life, is in relation to your willingness to give forgiveness to others. So grace becomes something not only that flows in, but it flows out.